Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Oh, there's a whole lot of snakes in the Big Bubba House this season.
We'll be right back in 30 seconds after this exclusive leak of the upcoming cyberpunk epic trilogy from Double Entertainment, Cyborgen Freeman.
The world as we knew it is gone. But maybe it was never really the way we thought it was. I'm certainly not the way I remember myself. Not anymore. No one wants to admit that they're wrong, or that they've been fooled, that they've been tricked into removing their humanity and replacing it with cold, unfeeling steel and high-tech quantum biomechanics. We have to accept it. This is the world now.
Identify. Engage. Add to cart.
Charge!
Morgan, it doesn't have to end like this.
Morgan died a long time ago. I am Cyborgen Freeman now.
I am Cyborgen Freeman now.
Oh, I'm such a fan of his.
Yes! Sam Anderson always, always, always elevates the material. I liked him in that movie, Hey Wait. Oh, I ugly cried to that one.
He was great in that road trip movie, Made in the 80s. Did you see that?
Oh my God, yes. That part where they find out that there's LSD in the pickle juice.
Oh, looks like we're coming back.
Arman has the power to send Max to the showers. But why bother when Jeff is the one in hot water?
You know, at first I hated Jeff because of the way he was smiling in his cast reveal photo, but he's really grown up.
Welcome back to Big Bubba.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Episode 9. Enter the Echo Chamber. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Starring Zane Schett, Jack Carmichael, Graham Rowett, Lauren Grace Thompson, Matthew Woodcock, Danielle Ellett, Josh Rubino, Addison Peacock, Adam Clark, Rob Schwarr, David Sillers, Stephen Cullen, Sox Whitmore, Senna Bryan, David Hanna, Cole Burkhart, Erin Lillis, Hisham Elshazli, and definitely not the real Morgan Freeman. ConspiracyCon is one giant maze of tables, stages, viewing rooms, and sales booths. From corner to corner, every square foot has been filled in with posters, action figures, books, hats, and heavily discounted anti-Hillary merchandise. Sweaty bodies sliver between booths, buying and browsing and bullshitting their weekend away on the latest and greatest in conspiracy merchandise and literary achievement. Everywhere you look are other like-minded and well-researched individuals. If you're at ConspiracyCon in Kansas City, you can rest assured that you're standing shoulder to shoulder with thousands of other people who understand fully that the secret world government is spreading mind control nanobots through chemtrails and sugar-free sports drinks.
Hey! The Rando from The Flat Truth! I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. Would you mind signing my face?
Your face?
Yeah, anywhere's good.
There, on the superfan's forehead, is the signature of one Karen Dunning. Being the well-adjusted adult that he is, Randy doesn't sign his name, and instead simply writes, "Sucks," underneath Karen's signature.
Nice dome.
Thanks! Today is the greatest day of my life!
No matter what conspiracy-themed and/or yard sale merchandise you're looking for, you can find it at ConspiracyCon in Kansas City.
As you can see, what we have here is an accurate, if not almost functional, model of the flat Earth. Much more scientifically accurate and almost functional than the other flat Earth models being sold by my competitors.
Sir, can I ask, have you ever wanted to venture out into the world of the dangerous and unknown, but you didn't want to leave the safety of your own bubble? Because now you can! Our safe space bubbles offer you a world where you will never bump into anything ever again. See how big you feel inside the bubble?
Yeah, it's weird. I feel huge, but like, I know I shouldn't feel this way because it's still just me. I didn't change. I'm just in a bubble.
That's right. What you're experiencing is an optical illusion. You're still just you, but in a tiny insulated bubble. Makes you feel important, right?
Hey, you, watch where you're going. You too. Jesus fucking Christ, who raised you people? You need to walk slower, and you need to walk faster.
Oh, okay, all right, let's get you out of there, shall we?
No, I don't want to leave the bubble.
Randy approaches another booth. It's a sword booth. Fuck yeah. Oh, wait, it's a used swords booth. Still cool, I guess, still cool.
That is a quality used sword.
Yeah, it's a decent sword, but look at this. Now that's a quality used sword.
Can I swing it around?
Be my guest. Just step back into the walkway so that you don't accidentally damage any of the other merchandise.
Good call.
I really can't believe that son of a bitch still showed up.
Wait, what son of a bitch?
Randy.
Oh, right, yeah. I can't believe he still showed his face after all that public pooping he's been doing.
You remember that was fake, right?
I don't know. I saw a video that had some pretty damning evidence.
Are you talking about my video?
No, I'm not stupid. I saw it on other videos too.
Speak of the devil.
I'll wait.
Planning to meet up with your friends, Alpha Swag Lad and Bite My Butt 03?
Yeah. Planning on meeting up with Mr. Butt to do a little public pooping? It's Bite My Butt 02.
Oh, is it?
I don't know what you're talking about. By the way, Randy, I've watched your fights on YouTube. You're not half the badass that you think you are. Never claimed to be a badass, just a champion. And I have a piece of metal that says that's true.
Runner-up.
Still stood on a platform.
I tore my ACL on a pogo stick 2 weeks before San Antonio, and you know that.
All I know is that one Dunning is a martial arts champion, and the other is a champion at making excuses.
I won the Little League home run contest when I was 11 years old. 12 dingers. 12!
I'm not sure how that applies, but okay, cool story, bro.
Whatever. We don't have time for this. It's not 2005, and this isn't the Taekwondo Junior World Championships in San Antonio. This is the 12th annual Conspiracy Con in Kansas City, goddammit! And only one Dunning is going to be on stage tomorrow with Master P, Twista, and Charles Stiles from Mystery Diners. Not you. Right, Randy? Because it's me, Karen Dunning. I might even get to rap a few bars.
You're lying.
I'd never lie, especially not to my own brother.
Newsham, sir, I just want to confirm your preference on the two options we've mocked up for your daily post.
All Rocky Road, all the time. We've already been over this.
This isn't for the great ice cream debate. The public has moved on to other...
What are they on to now?
Dolphins.
Dolphins? Did that bastard Irvin finally teach one to talk?
No, they're on to a debate on whether dolphins are nice-nice or just fake-nice ocean dickheads.
Well, they might look like dickheads, but dolphins are legit nice-nice. I've hung out with dolphins on several occasions, and they were all very chill and very cool. Draft a post for me. Something like, Newsham swims with dolphins. Hashtag Free Willy.
William was an orca, also known as a killer whale. I'm fairly sure they eat dolphins.
Flipper, then. Hashtag Free Flipper.
What are they meant to free Flipper from?
Okay, then, Simon, you tell me. What's the play here?
Dolphins do have somewhat of a problematic history, but they're also cute as shit. So it's not yet clear which way the public will side on this issue.
Best to wait it out and paraphrase the hottest take.
Indeed, but there's also something to be said about finding a way to play both sides.
I'm listening.
Option one, we give them loose, general statements without details or context. Something like, dolphin discourse will change the world. Big news, watch this space.
Ripe for confirmation bias.
Option two, we just post a message hidden within a secret codex.
What does the message say?
Nothing. There is no message.
The Zodiac Classic. Brilliant. Let's go with option two. Hashtag, if you're not seeing double, you're not seeing it.
It's catchy, sure, but it is the corporate tagline for Double Entertainment.
So?
I'm just afraid it might come off as a sponsored ad.
Okay, fine. How about hashtag, don't look too close?
Brilliant. I'll have the media team post it right away.
Please listen carefully.
Karen and Mike walk the convention floor. Mike's attention is captured by a large exhibit that looks more like a carnival ride. It's called the Echo Chamber.
Hey there, Beefcake. You look like a guy who could use a turn inside the Echo Chamber.
Aw, you think so?
I do, I really do.
What is it? Like a ride or something?
Oh, it's so much more than just a ride. It's an experience. Once you're inside the Echo Chamber, whatever you declare to be true will be repeated right back to you.
Sounds boring.
It can be sometimes.
What do you say, Care Bear? Should we step inside the Echo Chamber? Echo Chamber? Echo Chamber?
Inside, it does that for you.
So, what? It's just a room that repeats whatever you say?
Why, everyone loves having their own opinion shouted back at them. Just give it a try. Once you're inside the Echo Chamber, everyone and everything agrees with you. What more could you ask for?
How much?
$10.
That's it?
A small price to pay for a lifetime supply, a positive reinforcement, and reaffirmation.
And echoes.
I'll toss those in for free.
Come on, please? Please?
Fine.
You're going to love it, Karen.
How did you know my name?
Inside the Echo Chamber, everyone knows your name.
What's my name?
I don't know.
It's Mike. My name's Mike. It's Mike. My name's Mike. Oh my god. It's starting. I love it! I love it!
When Karen and Mike enter the Echo Chamber, they're surprised to find that it looks exactly like a Taco Bell from 1998. I'm not talking about it looking similar to, or just sharing a colour palette with a Taco Bell from 1998. The Echo Chamber looks exactly like a Taco Bell from 1998.
Mike, what does this look like to you?
Like a Taco Bell from 1995.
I'm thinking more like a Taco Bell from 1998.
Mike is the man.
Mike is the man. Mike is the man. Mike is the man.
This is so cool.
So cool. Eyeballs emoji. Eyeballs emoji. Heart, heart, heart.
This is so cool.
That's so cool. This is so cool. That's so cool. You're so cool.
Come on, try it.
Come on, try it. Yeah, try it. It's so fun. Yeah, try it. It's so fun. You should totally try it.
Karen Dunning is the greatest influencer under the dome.
Karen Dunning is the greatest influencer under the dome. Karen Dunning is the greatest influencer under the dome.
Karen Dunning is the greatest influencer under the dome. Karen Dunning is the best. She's the coolest. Karen Dunning is the greatest influencer on the infinite flat plane known as Earth.
What was that?
What? What? What was that? I didn't hear anything.
Try it again. Try it again.
My feet don't stink half as bad as Karen says they do.
My feet don't stink half as bad as Karen says they do. My feet don't stink half as bad as Karen says they do.
Mike's feet don't stink. No way.
No way. They're okay.
Yeah, right. This guy's feet stink like shit. I can smell them from here.
Hey!
Stop wearing leather sandals.
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
Hey! That hurt my feelings. Stop it!
Stop it!
My feelings.
Stop it! Stop it!
Hey,
stop!
Hey,
stop!
I need to speak to your supervisor.
I want my $10 back.
I want my $10 back.
Does the truth scare you?
If this is a simulation, then we should be able to teleport ourselves through phone lines, right?
We can. Shit, man. You've been glitching in and out all night.
Okay, bud.
Well, looky, looky. It's the man himself.
Newsham, where?
Just now walking into the restroom.
Are you sure?
You calling me a liar?
Was he alone?
No one's ever truly alone in this world. They're always watching us.
Oh, here's my moment. Wish me luck.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
In an awkward dance he thinks looks more casual than it does, Randy saunters across the men's room over to the urinal next to Newsham. He unzips his pants and leans over.
I need to speak with you. It's urgent. I have some very sensitive information to share with you.
Flattered, but you're barking up the wrong tree, little doggy.
I've unzipped my pants for appearance's sake, but don't worry, I do not plan to pull my penis from my trousers.
Newsham flushes the urinal, zips his pants, and walks over to the sink. Despite never having urinated, Randy also flushes his urinal and follows Newsham to the sink.
Mr. Newsham, if you'll just give me a few minutes of your time, I promise it'll be worth it.
10 seconds. And zip up your pants, you fucking weirdo.
Sorry.
9, 8, 7.
Mr. Newsham, sir, my name is Randy Dunning, and I have a prominent member of the secret society known as the Freemasons locked up in a cage in my basement. I can't get him to admit to any of their secrets, and I'm... I'm just not sure what to do next.
So, you're telling me that you literally kidnapped someone, a person who you believe to be a Freemason, and you've got them locked up in your basement, and now you're approaching me in the men's room at the Four Seasons for instructions as to what to do next?
I mean, that's a bit reductive, but...
I'll tell you what you can do. You can fuck right off and leave me out of it, you son of a bitch! I mean, are you fucking kidding me with this? I can't even go to the fucking bathroom anymore without some crazy coming up looking for instructions on how to live their life? Fucking kidnapping people! Don't ever speak to me again, you fucking moron!
Say it, don't spray it.
Care Bear, you'll never believe what I just overheard in the bathroom. No, that's funny, but I'm being serious right now. Some shit just went down. No, I'm being serious.
I'm manifesting a veto win for Danny. We've got the back door set up perfectly for little Bob, and we just need to take this shot at him while we have the chance.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
All you had to do was follow the damn train.
If I get picked for veto this week, the rest of the house better get ready, because these here's my kicking socks.
Good gravy. Just should have let me go. We want the man who did this.
I've been having dreams about it. If I close my eyes, I can see it happening. Jeff will be walking out of here on eviction night. It's a Big Bubba premonition.
I wish she would have used her nightmare power.
Right? What's the point of even having a secret power if you're not going to use it? Ugh.
Exactly.
I've got no clue what's going to happen. I usually have at least, like, a gut feeling. But right now, I don't know. It could go either way. Like, it could go either way.
Well, let's hope Lane's premonition was as much bullshit as his haircut.
Right? He looks like he combs his hair with a balloon. Sorry about shaving your head.
But you left my full mustache intact, and for that I thank you.
Do you believe in, premonitions and weird stuff like that?
You know, if you would have asked me a few years ago, I would have told you no. I'd always assumed all sorts of paranormal talk to be nonsense. But I do tend to believe it a bit more now, or at least I want to believe.
Have you ever heard of Michael Richards?
Kramer, the racist.
Different Michael Richards. He was an artist, painter, sculptor, that kind of stuff. And he was known for always using this violent airplane imagery in his work. His most famous sculpture is a depiction of a person being impaled by a dozen airplanes.
I'm thinking the lad might be a bit scared to fly.
No, see, he died in the World Trade Center on 9/11. So a lot of people believe his art was a premonition of, or maybe even somehow inspired by, his death? It's called retro-casual creativity. It's a theory that basically says impactful events from our future have a way of echoing backward and influencing us. It sounds weird, I know.
Not too weird, actually. Would you believe I wrote a book about a kidnapping? Well, it was a horse napping, but still.
What happened to the kidnappers in your book? Did everything turn out okay for them, even though they were technically the bad guys and totally in the wrong?
No, not really. The horse's best friend Mortimer shows up and kills most of them.
Oh, I guess they probably deserved it.
You know, I once had a bit of a premonition from a dream.
Spill the beans, Wally! Come on!
Okay, so I've never told anyone this before, and I think that once I start to say this aloud, I'll realize how ridiculous this is.
No, Wally. Wally, tell me. I told you about my milk coma. Tell me about your weird dream. Unless there are crabs in it. Crabs freak me the hell out.
Well, it all started shortly after my wife and I split up. Our daughter Darby was still in school, so for the sake of stability, I moved out and Deborah kept the house. I wasn't used to sleeping alone, and I started having these stress dreams where I'd be following a big bluebird. First inside a building, and then up to a roof. Like I said before, it's a bit strange.
No, it is not really that strange as far as dreams go. I had a really messed up one last night where Randy's head was broccoli, and I was a T-Rex, and I was just chomp, chomp, chomping away at him. And he was cool with it. It was like he didn't even notice or care. What do you think that means?
I think it means he ignores you and you feel that nothing you do matters. I mean, maybe. That might be what it means.
Oh, you are good, Wally. You are good. Sorry. No, keep talking about your dream. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's quite all right. The last part here is what really takes this from just another weird dream to full-on premonition.
Look at this. I am literally on the edge of my seat.
In the dream, it'd always start and end the same way. As soon as I step out, a bluebird flies right in front of my face and it tells me to follow it. But it doesn't actually say it. It's just implied. So I do. I follow the bluebird to the edge and look down, but I don't see anything. It's just a hazy fog. I look up and out onto the horizon and I can see the arch. The bird flies away, lands on the arch. Then I wake up. I had this particular dream for years, but never thought too much about it, until one day I was at work trying to make a call, and my cell just refused to get service. I decided to head to the roof. I walked up to the edge of the building and looked out on the horizon. Still no service, but out of nowhere, a can flies right in front of my face. A bluebird energy drink can.
That's so...
I was like, hang on, this seems familiar. I picked the can up, and suddenly, my pocket vibrated. A call was coming in.
It was from the credit card company.
No. The first call was from Rope and Hammer telling me they wanted to publish my book. The second was from my daughter, Darby.
What happened with Darby?
Nothing. She was just calling to say hello. But she'd never done that before, or since.
Aww.
Well, it's hard enough to get her to answer when I reach out. But I started going to the roof every afternoon after getting off work. It was peaceful. There's just something about being up that high. You can see everything stretched out for miles. The world not only looks small, it looks downright attainable.
You know what else? It also looks flat. You can really observe the absence of the curve when you get up high.
Right, I'm sure.
Hey, Walt, thanks for watching Big Bubba with me. That was fun.
Until next time on Big Bubba.
On Big Bubba.
Gale, I need to make a secret alliance deal with you right now.
Okay, I'm listening.
The EpiPen I had on me when I was kidnapped, do you still have it?
Technically, Randy has it, but I know where it is. Why? Are you allergic to corn? Oh no, I knew I should have picked it out of the brownie.
No, I'm fine, Gale, for now. But I need you to promise me that if I start changing, if I start acting not like myself, then you'll administer the EpiPen.
What are you allergic to? I should know so I can avoid making it.
Promise me.
Okay. I promise. How will I know for sure?
You'll know.
I think it's probably time for you to head to your room, pal.
Oh. Thanks, man. You need money for,
Your friend already covered it.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you pissing your pants?
He is.
He drinks 4 beers, and now he's calling me Dad and pissing his pants.
Do we have any other rappers in the building?
Sure, I'm a rapper.
You're a rapper?
Yeah, I'm a damn good rapper. You give me the mic. Hey, y'all. We live on a flat plain surrounded by an ice wall. They built to keep us locked up inside a wall. Theory, am I speaking clearly? Can you hear me? It doesn't take a water shark to know the truth about Antarctica. In fact, it isn't even that hard to know.
Yeah, no. I'm taking the mic back.
Hey, I thought I was doing pretty good.
Why would you try to rap if you can't rap?
I can rap. I can too. I can rap. No.
That's a wrap.
Nothing rhymes with Antarctica. It's so whack.
Andrew, what's the matter, sweetie?
Mom, I want to go home.
Aw.
I hate it here. No one likes me.
No one likes you anywhere you go, dickhead. That's nothing new. You've been a loser and an outsider for your entire life, and you'll be a loser and an outsider until the day you die. Just ask this stupid piece of shit.
Randy, you're just not smart enough to take all this on by yourself. You don't even know the secret formula to becoming a good person. Everyone else figured it out. What the hell's taking you so long?
The only consistent thing in all your shortcomings and failures is you.
I know.
How do you expect anyone else to believe if you don't believe? Randy? Answer me, son.
Shut up, Randy. No one wants to hear your voice.
Answer me, son.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm doing everything I can.
Shut the fuck up, loser!
Answer me, son!
You're just not gonna get it, Randy. And I don't think you ever will.
John Rambo on their asses, I get that. But no one single person can take this on. We all need to stick together when we descend upon Delaware. We need to fill every inch of Brandywine State Park.
Mate.
Don't leave a single...
Soaking in the salamander, sweet and sour coriander, meanders around the block, and a coralline singing out of easy fingers rolling. Cashing on the floor, man, Jackson labor is the law. I'll intoxicate from study halls, and I committed no crimes. I see you laying on the arms, but I truly need you. But I'll deny it till the light of day is through. So leave me alone.
down. I'm the mayor, king, and queen of this town. No one passes, nobody's through. I'll investigate it, chick. So take a seat, stroll around, rolling in the evergreen of this town. Everyone wants to know the answer, but no one wants to hear the truth. When all the world surrounding is a cannonball, ask yourself, what are they gonna do? Leave me alone. Leave me alone. The world is waiting just for you.
Are you trying to burn this place down?
What's going on? What's going on?
Chill, weirdo. It's just me. You left the oven on upstairs.
Oh, sorry. I was going to make cinnamon rolls, and I guess I just forgot.
How are you doing over there, Walt? Walt? Walt, hello? Oh, my God. Gail, you let him watch Russian brainwashing cartoons?
What? No, I just queued up some old Hey Arnold episodes and...
And with the help of the great algorithm in the sky, you sent him down a Russian rabbit hole!
Oh...
These cartoons will, and I cannot stress this enough, rot his brain from the inside out. How long has this been on?
I don't know, a few hours maybe? What time is it?
It's noon.
It's already noon? Wow, I really slept in today.
Yep. All the titles are in Russian, and the watch history is full of them.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I thought they were just cartoons. Cartoons aren't
what?
Bad.
This could undo days of work.
Chauncey? Chauncey, what do you have in your mouth?
Who the fuck is Chauncey? Is that a fucking cat?
Reptar! No!
Tick-tock goes the clock. Tick-tock, ticky-tock. Tick-tock goes the clock, I wait for you.
You've been listening to Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Actor direction by Danielle Ellett. The opening and closing theme for Two Flat Earthers are both by Gladrags. Special thanks to our associate producers, Daniel Naruta and Anthony Sigmund Lowry. If you enjoyed listening to this episode of Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, please leave us a rating, review, codex, or riddle on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. If you aren't able to leave a rating or review, then please go into your backyard, the street, or a field and shout compliments about the show. If you plan on leaving a one-star rating or review on the podcast, we recommend instead that you simply fuck off and listen to something else.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.